The forecast for tonight is clear, going down to the mid-50s. Another sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. Time to go swimming. And tomorrow night, a few clouds, but lows in the upper 50s. Monday, we've got a partly sunny day with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s on Monday. A chance of rain Monday is 40%. Clouds on Monday night with more showers and thunderstorms. Possible chance of rain Monday night also 40%, going down to the mid-60s. This is 90.5 FM, WJFF Radio, Catskill. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. You know, the WJFF Yardstock event is happening this weekend. That would be today and tomorrow. Friends of the station, WJFF, are holding yard sales at their homes, and then they donate a portion of their sales to support WJFF. So if you've got a hankering to get out on a beautiful Sunday, sunny, beautiful afternoon, and you want to go out and find that incredible ashtray from New Orleans in 1942, or, you know, those linens that, you know, you can't find anywhere, the curtains, or, you know, what people have at their yard sales, go on out and support us. You can find a list of all of the yard sales happening in our area on our website. That's wjffradio.org. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features the music of John Lennon and of Sean Lennon and his most recent recordings.
Quite slowly, a girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Train in a station with plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes. This is the tragedy of the son of Calliope. She taught him to sing and gave him golden guitar strings. Never was a sound so curious. Even the trees would follow Orpheus. I'd only be
a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Ten somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
John Lennon with the Beatles, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and that the song we just heard is Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, from Sgt. Pepper's, released in June 1967. But also, in the middle of those two songs, we heard a track from an album called Midnight Sun, released in April of 2014 by the band The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. And that is Sean Lennon, John Lennon's son, and Charlotte Kemp Mule. And they just released that album. There are a lot of comparisons going on, a lot of speculation going on. You know, John Lennon's story, when he was 35 years old, he and Yoko Ono gave birth to Sean. And they were living together in New York City. And from Sean Lennon's perspective, he was only 5 years old the last time he saw his dad. So, you know, he grows up. I can't imagine that he didn't hear most of the Beatles' recordings. He worked musically with his mom, Yoko Ono, on a lot of music projects. But when Sean Lennon was 23 years old, back in 1998, he releases his very first solo album, his own music, on a debut album called Into the Sun. And it's a beautiful recording. We're going to listen to a track from that. One of the things that I like to hear between the recordings of these two musicians is the sound of their voices, just hearing, you know, John Lennon's voice, and then hearing Sean's voice. It's a eerie feeling because he sounds so much like his father. It's just a delight for me to see Sean Lennon stepping out and really expanding his musical compositional abilities, especially on this new album, Midnight Sun. We'll be hearing more of that later in the program. But right now, what I wanted to do is I wanted to play more of a ballad, John Lennon singing on his second solo album called Imagine in 1971. The song is called Oh My Love. And then we're going to hear a track from Sean Lennon's debut in 1998. The song is called Breeze, kind of a Brazilian thing. But the idea is for you to just hear a clear recording of what their voices sound like. And it's unmistakable that Sean inherited some kind of musical gene from both of his parents, because on his very first album, he appears to be a fairly accomplished songwriter. So John Lennon's Oh My Love, and then from Sean Lennon, the song is called Breeze.
First time in my life, my eyes are wide open. Oh, my lover, for the first time in my life, my eyes can see. I see the wind, oh, I see the trees, everything is clear in my heart. I see the clouds, oh, I see the sky, everything is clear in our world. Oh, my love, for the first time in my life, sorrow, oh, I feel dreams.
John Lennon, his debut album in 1998, 23 years old. The song is called Breeze. So, you know, it is like a young prince. Can you imagine what it was like growing up as John Lennon's son there in New York City, Yoko Ono on the scene, and the resources and the freedom that he had to choose what his life would be like. And the idea that, you know, he has unlimited resources to develop his music and to kind of make an art out of his own life. Sean Lennon, gifted musician. He met Charlotte Kemp Mule in 2004 at the Coachella Music Festival, and they formed a band called The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, and they have actually released three albums. The very first thing they recorded was called The Acoustic Sessions, and it's basically acoustic sessions. It's like sitting at home with them. They're playing and singing. And then in 2011, they released their second album called The Blue Carrot, La Carotte Bleue, which was a little bit more produced, a little deeper into the songs. And then in April 2014, they released Midnight Sun. And they have said that this is really their very first record. The time and the energy put into the concepts of all of the music on this album is really rewarding. It's really satisfying. You know, when the Beatles and John Lennon started out as rock and roll musicians, they were writing these two-minute pop songs. They had the musicians in their band, you know, bass, guitar, drums, and that's the that's basically what they recorded with until they started to be more experimental and go into the recording studio. And then John Lennon really went off into an avant-garde streak. I mean, you know, the Revolution Number 9, even that song we heard, The Benefit of Mr. Kite, being for the benefit of Mr. Kite. There's a lot of tape loops in that song. There's a lot of really strange backward music. There's a lot of strange atmospheric sonic effects. And, you know, John Lennon left this planet. John Lennon, in 1980, you know the story. I can barely say it. You know, John Lennon is gone. And so what would he have done? Well, it's interesting because Sean Lennon is very experimental, works with a lot of those same kind of production techniques. And he and Charlotte seem to have a very fruitful relationship. When he met her, he gave an interview, Sean, with the Daily Telegraph in London when they first met. And here's what he had to say. Charlotte hadn't even heard Strawberry Fields Forever when I met her. And she knew nothing about my mum. Her parents thought I was just a delinquent by virtue of association with the famous hippie delinquents. So it was nice, because it was like bridging of gaps and a collision of galaxies. Charlotte is beautiful. She really is. She's a gorgeous woman. She is a model as well as being a musician herself. She's been featured in the Maybelline advertising campaigns. Also, she was modeling for Jennifer Lopez's clothing brand, you know, the J-Lo. And she's also a musician herself. So we're about to hear the rock and roll side of Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mule. On that new album, Midnight Sun, the very first track is called Too Deep. And Sean Lennon is playing drums, guitar, and synth. And Charlotte Kemp is playing bass, guitar, and percussion. So let's listen to John first, man. You know, any chance you get to play John Lennon and the Beatles, you got to jump at it. We're going to start off with Come Together from Abbey Road. And then we'll listen to another track from The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. John Lennon.
To be she's so.
Thank you.
Want You, She's So Heavy. John Lennon with the Beatles. Yeah, all right. I'm Kathy Geary. This is Now and Then, and on today's program, we're listening to the music of John Lennon and the latest recordings from Sean Lennon, the Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. I Want You, She's So Heavy. That's from Abbey Road, released in September of 1969. We started that set with Come Together. And in between those two songs, you heard a track from Midnight Sun. The song was called Too Deep. And the songwriting credits on Midnight Sun are shared with Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mule. The album was just released in April 2014, and they have just completed a tour in May and June. They did 27 venues in the United States and Canada, and right now they're actually opening for Beck on the East Coast leg of his tour. They're getting a lot of coverage for this latest album. Vanity Fair did a two-page spread on them with a famous French photographer, Patrick de Marchelier. And in the article in Vanity Fair, Sean Lennon talks about the comparisons between what it's like for him and Charlotte to write together and the way he imagines it was between John and Paul. He calls it intellectual tennis. Sean also had a few things to say in a Rolling Stone interview about the difference between when John and Yoko would record together and what it's like with Sean and Charlotte. Here's what Sean had to say. John and Yoko, they were unified as a message and a movement, but she didn't want to write any songs with my dad. Kemp and I love to collaborate. We just have a chemistry. The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. They've performed on The Late Night Show with Jimmy Fallon. They've been on Conan. And most recently on May 2nd, 2014, they were on The Late Show with David Letterman. They have had a lot of comparisons. You know, I'm playing their music back-to-back with the Beatles tracks. And in my ears, I hear some kind of continuity. And in an interview with the Boston Herald in June of 2014, Sean talked about that. Here's what Sean said in the Boston Herald interview. Quote, "It's easy to hear influences like the Beatles and Pink Floyd, but honestly, we're inspired by more than what you'd expect. Miles Davis, Stravinsky, film and narrative play a role. A lot of people hear that it's a psychedelic record and think it sounds like 1967 to 1970. Well, to some degree, that's true, but there's more to it." Charlotte said that, quote, "Midnight Sun we consider our first real record. It's the one we spent the most time in. We brought in Dave Friedman to mix it. He has previously mixed Tame Impala, The Flaming Licks, Mercury Rev. Dave Friedman, we brought him in to mix it, and that made a huge difference. Everything else we did ourselves." The album was actually recorded at the farm in Delaware County and here in New York. Let's listen to some more music from Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mule, The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. We're going to hear a song called Animals from their Midnight Sun album. And then we'll hear a track from the album right before this one, released in February 2011, La Carotte Bleue. We're going to hear a song called 2012, Sean and Charlotte. Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger.
Oh, questions, lost in confusion. Will I tell them there's no problem, only solutions? Will they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind? I told them there's no hurry, I'm just sitting here doing time. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just had to let it go. I just had to let it go. I just had to.
Watching the Wheels, John Lennon and Yoko Ono, Double Fantasy. Right before that, we heard two songs from The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger with Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mule. We heard the track Animals from Midnight Sun, and then we heard a track called 2012 from Le Carat Bleu. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're streaming live online at WJFFradio.org. You can hear us 24/7 anywhere you've got your computer and an internet connection. There we are. We can travel with you. And it is a glorious day outside. It's beautiful. It's currently 82 degrees. And the forecast for tonight is mostly clear. Lows in the mid-50s, and tomorrow another sunny day going up to the mid-80s. A few clouds tomorrow night, lows in the upper 50s. Monday, we've got a partly sunny day with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Chance of rain on Monday is 40%. Highs in the lower 80s Monday night. Showers and thunderstorms could still be hanging around, a chance of 40% for Monday night. Lows in the mid-60s. So it is a glorious day outside, and there's a special event going on this weekend, Yardstock. Get it? Yardstock. Friends of the radio station, friends of WJFF, are holding yard sales at their homes today and tomorrow, and then they're donating a portion of their sales to support your community radio, WJFF. You can find a full list and a map of all the sales. Just visit our website, wjffradio.org. And if you're looking for something to do, it would be really fun to kind of follow the map and participate. Support your community. Support your community radio, Yardstock, today and tomorrow. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up.